Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? I like that introduction. That's we're gonna have to play with these intros. That's the producer Dean Geronimo. He's in the building with me. This is Ty Jones along with Dean Geronimo, the voice of the people. And we are here again on a beautiful Monday evening. Or it might be day, depending on where you are in the world. Tonight, we have a special guest, Keela Holmes. She's an actress and a model, opera singer. That is beautiful. A black woman singing opera of Los Angeles. She joins us tonight. So I'm going to talk to Keela. She's a stunningly beautiful woman, has a phenomenal story of faith, love, and perseverance. And some of her hobbies are self-help books and reading poetry and walking for health. And she seems to be into yoga and studying with the volunteering time with kids and domestic violence victims. Also with victims of PTSD, MST victims. And she's also, I think she has something to do with serving our country. That's a beautiful sister right there. So without further ado, G.I. Jane herself, Miss Keela Holmes is in the house. Hi, Keela, how are you doing?
What's up, Miss Jones? How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. Definitely. So, Keela, before we get started, I'm just going to play this intro. I thought it was pretty interesting. And
okay.
I was watching it earlier today, and it's a 2015 Ford Mustang moment. Let's let the listeners hear some of that. And, let me hear some of that, because I saw you driving that Mustang, and I must say,
oh, lady, yeah.
You did a great, great job. Let's hear some of that.
I love driving.
You know, really didn't start thinking about doing opera until I got into college and didn't have money to stay there, so Army recruiter came into town. And once I went in, things just changed. What happened was I felt like my dream was kind of
being a soldier was a much nobler cause. And I felt like
Ty, are you there?
I'm there now. I can hear you. At first you faded out. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you better now. So go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I was just commenting on the video. Ford Motor Company just actually gave me the most amazing opportunity to be a part of a very special project that they were partaking. Alex Gibney is a world-renowned documentarian who essentially is kind of like he's like the man as far as documentaries are concerned. And he's so well known for the things that he does, but he was working with Ford to provide opportunities for people like myself to kind of express their talents or a gift that they had or an idea that they had to the world while responding to how they felt about the 2015 Mustang. And
And
I will just say this, and they're not paying me to say this. 2015 Mustang is like an American dream car. It really is. It's a beautiful ride, and the company really has some amazing values, and I was so blessed to just be a part of it. So I was extremely excited to not only go and, you know, hang out with these folks and get to know them, but they gave me an opportunity to do something that I've always wanted to do, which was sing opera on a major stage. And
I noticed that. Tell me this. This says that you were given this opportunity, and it was at the San Francisco Opera House. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
And who is, and you were singing with soprano soloist Carrie Hennessy. And,
yes.
What was the feeling? How was that feeling for you to be in that San Francisco Opera House? What was the feeling?
Well, first of all, I got to drive. I think I'm the only person that's ever driven a car onto that stage. So
you were ripping that wheel. I have to say,
yes.
You hit that corner.
Yes.
I'm like, honey is whipping that wheel. That Mustang.
I loved it. And I got to drive this Mustang onto stage, and Miss Carrie Hennessy was there, and the four team was there. And Carrie is such a beautiful spirit. She has an amazing voice, amazing. And she gave me a master class on the spot, which is, if you know anything about taking master classes, those classes are worth thousands of dollars. And to be able to have someone take the time to experience that with me and do that with me, I mean, I am so grateful for her. I got to be backstage and see the House Divas dressing room and get dressed in there. And, you know, they really treated me like royalty. And it was just such a beautiful experience.
I like that. So, Kayla, we have some... we have a listener that I called, and let's see if he's got any questions for Ms. Kayla tonight. We've got James calling in from San Antonio, Texas. James, thanks for calling in. Do you have any questions for tonight for Kayla?
No, I just want to know how Kayla's doing. I'm a friend of her brother's, Wendell. He knows who I am.
That's
how you doing,
big brother.
No,
he
wanted to let
him
know I was very proud of him.
Brother.
Aw. Well, thank you. Thank you, James, for calling.
He's my big brother in law. Well, not in law, but he studies the law like I do. So he's my big brother on so many different levels. I love James. He's such an amazing friend to my family. And it's so good to hear your voice.
I'm just very proud of you.
James,
thank you
for calling in.
Thank you.
Stand by, James, and stay on the line. Do us a favor. We want to always thank those that are calling and support the show. Before you log off or when you call in, definitely follow us. We are on www.blogtalkradio.com/TyJonesTheVoice. Under the banner, just click follow, and we thank you for your support. So thank you, James. Just stand by. We've got Dean Geronimo in the building. Dean, he is got this infamous phrase, I'm not going to bite it. I'm not going to bite it.
Please don't.
I'm going to let him do his thing. I'm not going to do
it. Don't do it. I know you're not.
I won't do it.
Not good for you to do that.
So what's up, Dean?
It's another great day. I'm calling you from this good 13-degree weather up here. And, you know, it's just a little chilly.
It sounds like frostbite on the tip of the toes, and y'all can keep it.
Nah, you know, you get used
to
it. That's all.
I did want to mention before we get back to Ms. Kayla. Kayla, we love you and thank you for calling in. I do have to mention to everyone. So, I just have to say, Luscious Playhouse. I did get my cherry pop. I did get the cherry pop.
Oh.
And
You went to get broken off, huh?
I won't say I got broken off. He might have squeezed the short of me just a little bit, but that was a flirtatious move. But he was a hospitable host. Thank you, Luscious Playhouse, if you're listening, for inviting a sister to your mail review. Very first time. But I handled like a champ. Got to hang out with Claudia Jordan, who is your radio host for the Richie Smalley Show, as well as she's on Atlanta Housewives. We had a ball. It was a great event, well orchestrated. So I will have to say, yeah, it was that life, and high jumps, the voice of the people. We definitely will be having a recap and have Luscious. He did agree to come back and talk to us about, you know, some of the things that occurred. Maybe not everything can be talked about because I can't tell you.
Are you on your T-Pain right now?
It was a good. No.
You sprung right now. Just be honest. Just say yeah.
Just a little bit. Maybe. But I will say that I floated out of there feeling. I don't know that reggae song.
Got you floating and everything.
Like, I'm so special. I felt real special that night. So it was a good thing. It killed my curiosity. Will I return? I don't know. But it did. It was interesting. We'll say that.
Okay.
We will say that. So, Dean Geronimo, where can they find us if they do want to find us? How can the people
get
in touch
with
us?
If they want to find
us. Well, they can get in touch with us. We can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/Todd Jones The Voice. Check us out. You know, we got different things posted up there. The actual commercial from Keela's commercial was there. We got that up there. Also, thank you for your service.
It's my pleasure.
Yes. So we want to get into
that. I appreciate that.
We want to ask about that. You being a woman who served your country, what branch were you in? And how long did you pay your due, or are you currently in still?
I was in the Army for 8 years. I've served in the reserves as well as the Guard locally in Birmingham, Alabama.
Nice.
And so I'm a Southern girl, and I wear heels, and I can tote a gun. I'll sing like an angel to you, but you know, like Tupac said, I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Okay, so she said she ain't no killer, but don't push her because it's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower breaking, huh?
I like that. What's your latest projects right now? So you are an actress as well as opera singer. So give us a background because you did sing in the San Francisco Opera House with soprano soloist Carrie Hennessy. So as far as opera, were you self-taught? Is this something that you were trained in? And how long have you been into the field of singing opera?
Okay, so I'll start just from the beginning of the story, and I'll try to make it as quick as possible. So I grew up in Hartford.
It's your day to day, girl. It's your birthday. You don't got to rush for us.
I grew up in my church singing. And, you know, I always had a love of music and singing. My mother sang. She had an amazing voice, beautiful voice. And she's on the other side with me, singing with the angels. But I believe that that was a gift that was probably passed down. And you know, everybody in my family pretty much sings or tries to carry a tune, but I loved music. I loved singing. And I was really afraid of my talent because I, you know, growing up in a household, you know, your family supports you in a certain way, but not necessarily fully. And then if you're not completely confident in your talent, then you don't really go and push yourself. So I auditioned senior year in high school. I auditioned for a scholarship for the college that I went to, Denton College, my freshman year. And they gave me a partial scholarship.
Nice.
So I had to come up with the rest of the money to pay for my tuition. And I thought the best way for me to do that was go to the military. You know, military. if nobody else was going to help me, I needed to help me. So that's what I did. And I never went back to singing opera. My first year, I was classically trained. My school was amazing. Justin College has school was a music program. And shout out to all my Justin College alumni girls. We're Pearl Girls, as we call ourselves. I had a teacher who really believed in me, and she pushed me. And when I wasn't able to pay for my next year's school coming up completely, you know, I had to make a decision over the summer on what I needed to do. And I eventually went into the military. And of course,
now when you entered into that, and I know they got to put you in basic training and boot camp.
Yeah.
I'm pretty familiar with it because I was raised by a Marine, and my dad also was one of those drill sergeants, and I just know being his child, he wasn't nice at all. and then my baby sister, she went into the military, into the Army actually. And she used to write me letters, you know, about, you know, her experience in the gas chamber, and some people just didn't make it.
Yeah.
So you as a woman, how was it for you? What was your experience like being in that basic training? Did you want to give up? Did you want to pull out your hair? Were there moments when you cried?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The very first week that I got the basic training, a friend of mine died that I knew in Buffalo. Bless my girlfriend and heart at the time. They called the Red Cross to let me know what had happened because they were just trying to get in touch with me. And I had a female drill sergeant, which is a tough drill sergeant to have. And she said, she literally told me, she said, you have five minutes to cry and deal with it. And what they told her was that this guy was my brother, but this is somebody that I like. And she said, you got five minutes to deal with this. You know, cry, get it out of your system, and when you come back in here, I'm promoting you to squad leader. And I was like, man. So I literally had 5 minutes to breathe. And get over it. And that's kind of what the military life is about. You don't have time to grieve the loss. You just have to keep soldiering on.
Well, I have to say, Keila, you know, the reason for that and the thing that I learned from that is because of the fact you guys are serving your country. Now, there's a time in life, you know, when you got to go out to war and you got to go in the front lines, psychologically, you're not allowed to be weak. Psychologically, you have to, like my stepdad used to say all the time, you got to remove an emotion from the entire situation and reassess yourself and get yourself in the game right now. Because the minute you slip, that's your life. So how was that experience?
Well, one of the things a lot of people don't know about my growing up, and some people do. My dad was tough. I was the youngest girl in the house, and you know, the baby of my family. And my dad wasn't easy on me, like a lot of people think. You know, a baby girl should have like a certain life. I didn't have that life. My dad treated me just as tough as he did my brother. So I wasn't. It wasn't a culture shock for me to really, you know, have really, anybody yell in my face or be in a certain way with me. I understood what it took to make it. I think it was just being away from family and not having someone that I knew close by that created a little bit of stoicism. You have to kind of have a different mindset when you go through it. And they train you. They talk to you about stuff, you know. You go through the militarization of your mindset. So it's completely different than being a civilian. And I just want to say shout out to all the vets out there for what you have done. Thank you for your service. If you're in the military right now, you know, stay strong. Thank you for doing what you do because they hold us down.
They hold us down.
That's right.
You don't have a choice.
You don't
you're
have
out
a
there.
Choice.
Like you say, you don't have a choice. You just have to be in a certain mindset. So, soldier on.
Mind over matter. Thank you, Keila. So we got Mark Lee calling in, and I know Mark is probably going to have caboodles of questions for Keila. Mark Lee calling out from Raleigh, Durham. I know Mark is an artistic, creative brother. Mark, thanks for calling in tonight, and I'm sure you did a kick-ass job over at the film festival. Case Smooth did give me some input on that. So thanks for calling in. Do you got any questions for opera singer, model, and actress out of Los Angeles? Do you have any questions for Keila?
I had a couple of questions. I was going to see how the opera business was going, because I know that she doesn't have that standard look for most opera singers, so I was wondering how she was doing in terms of breaking into that field and what first got her into it as far as the opera goes, and then in terms of the film industry, wanted to know about the independent scene versus trying to make it more on the mainstream side, which she felt was a better way for our artistic talent to go.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Mark. Let's break that down. So first off, she kind of gave us some input on the opera thing, Mark. So we're going to have to recap on that one. We got to catch you up to speed. But if you got any, let's give her, like, let's be nice to her tonight, Mark, because you are a man
you know
of many
what?
Words.
I took notes, Mark. So I guess the first the first time I got into really liking opera. Well, first let me say this to you. I'm a huge Miles Davis. And I know he's not opera, but he's jazz. I remember watching a special on television one day, and he was playing something. I think it was like a PBS station or something. And then after that, Kathleen Battle came on. Now, if you've ever heard Kathleen Battle sing, you would think literally God just dropped an angel out of heaven and had her come and sing for you, because her voice is she is a supreme singer. She's just beautiful. Everything that she sings sounds so clear and so beautiful, and you know, she moves you with her voice. And I said, I want to do that. You know, I want to move people with how I sing. And, you know, she was a huge motivation for me. I've never met her. But she was a huge motivation for me. And then later on, I got into Maria Callas. I got into Leontine Price. I got into, there were a couple of different ladies that I can't recall their names right now. And then to be, you know, the scene isn't really, Kimmy Skota. Kimmy Skota is actually a new opera singer from South Africa. And she's traveled all over the world. And she's a young woman, you know. So she's kind of a role model as well. But the industry is very exclusive.
Besides you being and doing your thing in the San Francisco Opera House, have you, because I know you also said it was kind of short-lived, but it's still in you and you still have the voice for it, have you done any performances other places other than the San Francisco Opera House?
Well, what I'm in the process of doing is booking things right now as we speak. My publicist, Pratcher, is actually in the process of setting up local interviews with the television stations, and I've got some things that will possibly be happening in Atlanta with a hip-hop artist. And
so can you share the name of the artist, or is that under wraps?
Oh, that's not I love the shout out. So you might even know him or have heard of him. He's from Atlanta, Boss Tweed.
Okay.
He's definitely a hip hop head. I'm gonna kick with him right now. He might be listening, but I used to babysit him back in the day.
Oh gosh, okay.
But he's a grown
that's
man.
Not a bad thing.
You know that was just wrong, right?
No, he's not wrong. Leave her alone. So guess what? We've got some other callers. Mark, thanks for calling in. Stay on, Mark, because I know you've got other questions for Kayla. So we'd love to have you here on the show. Thank you, Mark. Stay on the line. We've also got Wesley calling in from Birmingham, Alabama. Wesley, thank you for calling in to the Voice of the People. I encourage all of you
thank
to go
you
to
so
the
much.
Site and click
thank
follow. So Wesley from Birmingham, Alabama, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in. Do you have any questions or comments for Kayla?
I have to tell you, that's not his brother, y'all.
Very nice. So, Kayla, this question is, so are you into singing gospel? And if so, are there any plans in the makings for doing any gospel music?
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing operatic versions of hymnals and spirituals. And this past weekend, I sang at a lady's birthday get-together, her 70th birthday, and one of her gifts was that she wanted me to come and sing for her. So I really got blessed by being there and, to be able to do something that somebody wants you to do for their birthday. It was such a blessing. But absolutely, that's what I do right now.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot, and I want to hear something.
Oh, yeah?
I got to hear you belt something,
I was in the Navy at a time, and I came home on leave, and she sung that song in church, and I think I didn't drink for like three days.
Oh, thank you, Wesley.
I'm mad.
So, Kayla, let's hear something, because Deja and I, we're interested. We want to know. We got to hear something from you. So a cappella style right now. Let's spit out something so that listeners can hear Miss Kayla do what she do and not just talk about it.
Let me stand up.
It's okay. Apollo, Voice of the People style. We had to call her out just a little bit, and so thank you for that. You have a beautiful, beautiful voice, and I'm pretty sure it sounds even much more better live. And you're calling into the show and talking to us tonight. We appreciate that, because we're just simple folk here. We're just radio people, and so we got to get blessed with some music every now and then. I will have to
well,
say,
I'm,
definitely
I'm
important.
Saying, hey, Ms. Jones, I'm simple folks, and, I love my town for being such a challenging place. It gave me my pain and my progress, and it was a place where I learned, a lot about myself, and, going to church, Rice Chapel was my church. Shout out to Rice Chapel. And, you know, it was just good growing up. You know, I had a humble beginning, and I'm still humble. You know, I'm not bawling like everybody thinks I am. I'm just trying to, you know, do what the Creator created me to do.
Well, that's all we all can do. So mentioning that, I did have a small discussion with you earlier today, Keila. And, you know, we briefly touched on so many things in our discussion, but tonight's show is dedicated, one, I want to dedicate this show to the beautiful black people, because this is still Black History Month, and I want to honor all of those black people making a mark in society, because every day is a holiday for us, but they want to acknowledge us on this specific month. So I just want to say from the voice of the people, we give a great shout-out to all of the beautiful black people. Keila Holmes is one of those, and she is the voice of the people for tonight. So we want to thank her for being here. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people, along with Dean Geronimo. And he always has this thing called, he says, catch me if you can. Like what, Dean? What is it called?
It's like the gingerbread, man.
I'm going to take a bite of that gingerbread. I haven't taken a bite of a gingerbread. And then we'll see how fast you can really run. That's what we're going to do.
depends on where you bite.
Oh, Lord. I ain't going there. I'm not going to go there. So, Dean, where can they find you when they can't find you on Facebook? If the people want to submit some information about being a guest on the show, or they want to give a shout-out to the voice of the people, where can they holler and find Dean Geronimo?
They can actually go to any grocery store and find a milk carton, and I'll be right there. No, seriously. You know what? You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/DeanGeronimo. You can send emails to OmegaHotspot@gmail.com.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. Thank you, Dean. And, Keila, when the folks want to, you know, follow you, and they want to get in touch with you, maybe a possible booking, or just inquire about being a fan, where can they find you?
Well, they can get in touch with my publicist, Mitchell Pratcher, and she has a company called Dream Release. She is the owner of that company. She's a beautiful diamond. I love her. She's an amazing person.
She is here. She's in the studio with us tonight. Hey, Mrs. Mitchell calling in. We want to say hello since she's giving you such a beautiful shout out.
Oh, hi, Keila.
Oh, hi, Keila. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. So you being the publicist, the woman of the hour, I love strong women and women that are taking charge. What is it like being Keila's publicist, if you don't mind us asking?
Oh, you know what? It is wonderful. She's actually one of the easiest clients that I've worked with, only because she kind of came to the table with just a wonderful talent. It's easy to sell. And she's very humble. And so a lot of times you may get some clients that they don't want to take any type of feedback. They know it all, and she is so not that client. So it has been a wonderful experience working with her.
Well, Mrs. Mitchell, I got Mark Lee, and Mark Lee is a man around the town of Raleigh-Durham, and he is attached to every artistic function going on. So, Mark, do you have any questions or maybe any possible bookings that you might want to ask Ms. Mitchell about for Keila?
Yeah, that's what I was going to wonder, whether they even support any of the Durham community or the Raleigh community, because they have several venues there. And then I was actually going to ask Ms. Holmes if she had was familiar with Shayna Blake Hill, who's actually a Durham opera singer, but makes her base out of L.A. now.
Okay. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, there was a bad echo. I didn't hear what you said. Coming through a little choppy.
Oh, no problem. I was just asking, I was saying, have y'all looked at doing any bookings in the East Coast, particularly around the North Carolina area, like around Durham, Raleigh, and even down around Winston-Salem or the Greensboro area? And then the second part of that question was whether you were familiar with a very well-known opera singer out of the L.A. area, who's actually, her home base is here in Durham. She's actually connected very much with one of the famous families, historical families, and that being Shayna Blake Hill. She's an opera singer out of L.A.
Wow. No, actually, we have not taken a look at booking, you know, anything in that area. We are certainly open to any opportunities that, you know, may come along. So, and always looking for new areas and ground and territory to conquer. And secondly, no, I'm not familiar with that opera singer, but I would, you know, love to. We're always open to connecting with different people, because one thing about it, it's just not about you. It's always about helping somebody else. So I'm so all for that. And definitely open to anything that, you know, may come out of that area, absolutely.
Yeah, there are a couple of people that are transplanted from that area. She's one, and another one is actually working with the one of the Cirque du Soleil shows, and that being Shayna Tucker. So both of them put you in touch with, because they're both there. Shayna's actually in the Vegas area. But
wonderful, absolutely.
And actually, even though this is definitely a jazz and a blues community and definitely has a strong R&B and hip-hop roots, there's also very strong classical music here. We've got Mallarmé, which is a Durham-based chamber orchestra, and we've also got the Durham Symphony, which regularly
has
a special guest, and the North Side Symphony. Actually, the Durham Symphony is run by a brother. That's the conductor, Mr. Curry, William Curry. He's the conductor of the Durham Symphony. He used to be a conductor with the North Carolina Symphony, so he's definitely somebody that
So I think we need to keep a connection going, Mark. And if you could, Keila, just friend Mark Lee on Facebook and send him a message and so he can keep in touch with you ladies, because I'm all about networking and connecting others with others. And this is what the Voice of the People is for. The show is definitely dedicated to those that I felt and was my motivation for creating this show, to say that sometimes in life you may have a voice.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, is that Dean?
Yes, it is. I think I'm not sure exactly what just took place right now. But she'll be back shortly. You know.
Yeah. I'm here.
There she
is.
There she is. Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay. So I got to get some issues resolved with the microphone, so forgive me, people. It may be me, but with that said, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
First of all.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So what I was trying to say was, Voice of the People is dedicated to all of those, in my opinion, that are making a mark in life, and you just have a voice, and I want you to be heard. This show is dedicated to everyone in society that is making a mark, and we feel that we see fit to have you here so that way your voice can be heard. Networking and connecting those that can continuously enhance what you do is what we choose to want to do here on this platform. So with that, I just want to say that's why, Keila Holmes, you tonight have been chosen to be the voice of the people. And
I am honored.
Thank you so much. So Mark Lee is someone that I actually definitely do admire, and he's been very instrumental in my life because of my career and living in the Raleigh-Durham area and working with at Radio 1 for Foxy 107-104 and being involved in various events that took place in the entertainment world in that Raleigh-Durham market. So there's definitely work out there for you, Keila, and definitely please keep in touch with Mark.
I sure will, and we'll definitely be in touch, Mark, and thank you so much for offering. And I guess I'm still learning the market, but it's just one of those things where, you know, I'm still very new in it, and I'm trying to release my dream, and Kim Mitchell's really helping me out with that, and she has been so instrumental in just helping me to calm down and stay focused and be the artist, which I really don't get enough time to do, but she's really supportive of my my craft, and I'm just so grateful to have her as a resource. And Ty, you've always been such a beautiful spirit with anybody that you've worked with, and I'm really just so appreciative that you do what you do, because you know, even though you are, you know, a Boricua, you are so beautiful and have so much spice to you, and you bring so much flavor to what you do. So thank you for you just being you, you know.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Keila. So currently, what are, and as far as it goes with you in the acting realm, what projects have you worked on, and how was the experience?
Well, there was one film. I've actually worked on a couple films down here. There was one that I actually won Best Supportive Actor for. And it was a film, called The Debt. And the director was Mahmoud Shulazita. I hope I'm saying that correctly. But he's on my Facebook page, and he has won so many awards for this film because of the content of it. It's a short film about a woman who suffered from PTSD that's come home from war. I was her partner helped to save her life. And when she was getting ready to commit suicide, I talked her out of it, you know, and a hallucination, if you will. But basically, I came back as a ghost or an apparition, and I kind of talked her back into living her life more fully with her family. And it was a really cool role, and we worked really hard. And Mahmoud is a very talented director. He and his wife work as a team. There's, you know, a lot of different things that I would love to work on. And there's a lot of things I would like to be a part of. But with the film industry, moving and traveling, as I am, it's, you know, when projects come up, I just try to go where I'm needed.
Well, that's what it takes. Actually, I mean, I can recall following Lisa Rae's career, and I followed it quite closely because I did admire her as an actress. And I remember seeing her when she first was getting her start. She started like with Russell Simmons used to have. A video show that came on late evenings, and her and Tretch, from Naughty by Nature, they actually were the host for the show. She went on to go on to acting in, you know, Players Club, and her career continued to rise with the different, you know, roles she took on. And I will have to say, I thank God I actually get about to meet her after her controversial and divorce that went public, and it could be demeaning, but she definitely conquered it and became an overachiever. Her career continued to soar, and I met her on the set of Single Ladies, the first season, because I happened to, I was a background extra on the first season. So one day when we were shooting a certain scene, when they, you know, when they hit cut, I actually got to sit next to her, and we started having, like, just small talk, and she was a very down-to-earth, humble person, and I just told her, thank you for representing women that have gone through a divorce, and that you just climbed back gracefully, and you held your head up high regardless of what the media perceived or wanted people to perceive you as. And, you know, I have to admit, she was a straight grinder, a woman that I saw her do appearances in nightclubs. She was just like taking that money, but sometimes you have to go certain routes to get where you need to go. So, you know, we commend women like her, women like you that are making a mark, doing your things, and stay consistent, and I'm pretty sure you will continue to soar in your career.
Well, I pray so, and I'm grateful for opportunities like this. You know, it's still very new to me. It's still something that I'm pursuing. So, you know, people think that since I've worked with Ford, I've arrived. And, you know, people have asked me, did you keep the car? You know, how much money did you make? I've been asked some really personal questions. But I think it's funny that, you know, people had, you know, they perceive your success by, you know, who you're in contact with. And although we know that we, you know, you need people to help you out, it's just one of those things where, you know, I know that I'm not where I want to be right now. So my journey really is just beginning. And Ford was really gracious with how they treated me. The JLA Research was the company that I was first initially in contact with. And the ladies that work there are just amazing. Jamie and Marie and Liz. And I mean, you know, when it just seems that my life started to blossom and just be blessed. And I have so many people to just thank because the journey is just starting. And, you know, I can only go up from here, you know, with the help of my creator. So,
no, that's very true. So, I have a question for you. Looking at Hollywood and how the industry is when it comes to women, you know, you all have to decide on what roles you're going to take and what roles you're going to let down. You know, a lot of people mm-hmm. gave Halle Berry slack for doing Monsters Ball. And mm-hmm. then, ironically, mm-hmm. that's when she won her first Oscar. But mm-hmm. portraying that mm-hmm. character in Monsters Ball. And then, you know, mm-hmm. the African-American mm-hmm. community, some didn't support her in that role, and she was ridiculed. But yet and still, I think some people should realize that, you know, that sister took her mind out of her body to portray mm-hmm. that particular character. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, she's artistic and she was, you know, portraying a character. You know, the right. scene with her and Billy Bob right. Thornton and what occurred, yeah, that was an act, but it was a character. And with that said, she still orchestrated it well. That's just my opinion. Others have theirs. So I say all that to say, are there roles that you yourself would turn down, or would you take roles like that?
Well, here's how I think about
here's
that.
How I think about that.
I have thought about that.
I thought about,
you know, if one of the things I wanted to do on my bucket list was to play in a film that dealt with PTSD. I am currently going to be speaking with another screenwriter by the name of Richard Levine with regards to some really heavy-duty projects that are going to be coming up regarding military life, potentially dealing with the role with military sexual trauma.
The reality of it is
the character that Halle Berry plays is probably someone's life.
Not necessarily that I would play maybe a role as specific as hers, but if you look at a person like Kimberly Elise, who was in Woman Down.
So she played a really intense character as well, and nobody gave her flack for that because that was raw footage of her, probably just as horrific as it was of Halle Berry.
I think, you know, with the reason why she wasn't so chopped down, and this is my opinion, was because, yeah, she portrayed, you know, an ex-convict, a female mm-hmm. prisoner. Mm-hmm. You know, she fell on dire straits and, you know, she was being pimped out and prostituted. But I think it was just, in my opinion, yeah, there were sexual scenes in both films and both women were portrayed playing that life. You know, mm-hmm. hers was with mm-hmm. the same race, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you know, And I don't know, sometimes I feel like Hollywood puts it out there, but some people are not ready to still see interracial interaction and intimate scenes. So I think that, too, is one of the reasons it was controversial in Hollywood.
Okay, I see
what you're saying. So I think that's why she didn't get as much slack, and that's just my opinion. But there seems to be a trend with that.
I wouldn't have a problem playing alongside, I guess, someone of a different race. I guess maybe the content and how comfortable I was with that individual. It really does depend on the content of the story. What is the director and the writer trying to portray? I think it's important that we deal with race relations in a constructive way. And film does provide an opportunity for that. I've dated people from all over the place, so, you know, I don't have an issue, you know, being around someone European, someone white, someone Italian, someone Indian, someone Syrian, someone, you know, Egyptian, someone Moroccan, you know, Italian. A human is a human, and we've got to look at roles that are portrayed for African-American women in a way that helps to bring light to some of our issues and our emotional disparities, if you will, and kind of show us in a sensitive, more sensitive light that we have been showing. Now, I love the ladies that I love what Shonda Rhimes has done with her shows. Because there is representation of, you know, African American women. Some of the content I'm just like, whoa. But I'm proud of her. I'm proud of Kerry Washington, and I'm proud of Viola Davis, and I'm proud of the people who are able to get the work, you know.
Right. And Kerry Washington is she's doing an amazing job. I follow her career, and, you know, I watch several other scandals, and, you know, this is the world we're living in now. So interracial dating and being with another person of another country, a race, whatever, it's common nowadays. And, you know, Hollywood is showing it in a light where it's natural, you know. Opposite sex do attract from, you know, all walks of life, not just in your particular race. So society needs to just get used to that. And you're going to see more of it. Right. And I believe it's going to, you're going to see more of that in years to come. So you just might as well get used to it and stop ostracizing people for, you know, loving others of another race. You know what I mean? Like, it's time for the world to continue to change, in my opinion.
And I think it's important that we as young artists not be afraid to step out of our comfort zone with roles and our art. One of the things that I appreciate about my publicist is that we're looking at so many different opportunities that are not just classical music. We're looking at hip-hop. We're looking at gospel. We're looking at, you know, things where we can go different places and just kind of express, you know, allow me to express myself, you know, in a certain way. And she's been really instrumental in just, you know, helping me with my story as a veteran and as well as my story as an opera singer. So, you know, it's the sky is the limit with what we can do. And I think it's important that we just support, you know, the things that we have going on. I know Mark is so instrumental in his area. I'm almost scared to call him because I think he probably had me working so much.
He actually, now that you mentioned Mark, he got off the air, but he just sent a message from Facebook, and he wanted to know. The other question he had was, have you tried to make it more in the mainstream side, or do you prefer indie film and indie filmmakers?
Mark is so cute.
I will be honest. For a while, when I was really immersed into that world, I put in 100% effort. I needed to be surrounded by people that had a particular level of focus, and I wasn't. Being from LA and then coming in and trying to present myself, there are a lot of people who look at new talent as, how can I say this politically correct? They look at new talent as an opportunity to give me a good term, Todd. I'm trying to be politically correct and be on the radio. They look at opportunities to get over on people who have a dream. And
right.
I've worked with producers that are well known, but their intentions were not, you know, for me fully. I work with a major rap artist who I don't want to mention, but I had $1 million contract to go sing as an artist in Germany. And this was for pop music.
And I walked away from it in the 11th hour because of everything that was attached to it.
And, you know, one thing my dad always said to us is, you choose your friends. You don't let your friends choose you. And I had to walk away from a million dollars. But just like I got that opportunity, it will double back.
And, you know, I made a moral decision based on my own personal ethics. I will be blessed. And so money isn't really a huge thing for me.
It comes, it goes, it's a tool. And it's good to have a lot of it now. Don't get me wrong.
I did buy a lot of tickets at this last lottery.
But I think it would be blessed when it's done the right way. And that is so important to me because there are other people that are watching me. There are young people that are watching me, my family members. And I have to represent not only for me, but for the kingdom and for them. And, you know, people that are in my camp, they know I want to take care of everybody. That's kind of a goal I have, is to make sure everybody is good. My dad, my wife, my sisters, and my brothers, I'm one of these people who think about everybody else when I go and do something. You know, it's not just my talent. It's my talent that's going to help my family and the people in my camp. That's how my mindset works. That's how I function. That's how I move. And that's important to me. So I want to be able to look them in the face and have something that they can be proud of when we go and say, hey, that's my sister or that's my little sister, or that's my big sister, my aunt or my cousin. I just want to rep people the way that I would want to be represented.
Well, that's very important, and, you know, morally you have to make that decision in your mind when you go out for certain roles that, you know, I'm going to stand for something, because if I don't, I'll fall for everything. So, it's definitely a moral decision. So, with that said, with his question was saying, you know, on the mainstream side, or do you prefer indie? So, do you prefer going in the mainstream direction over indie?
I don't have a preference of either one. What I've noticed about indie projects is they're usually more creative. There's a little bit more of a personal attachment to the project by people who are working with them. With mainstream, it gets a little commercial. I don't mind doing commercial stuff because I am a commercial actress. However, I think with the talent that I have, here's a good story to tell you. I remember when I got an audition to go out for a video girl for the Union Twins. And I met College Park, and he looked at me, and I was like, hey, I'm from Birmingham, I'm from the house. And do you know what he told me? And I never forgot it. It changed how I marketed myself from that way forward. He said, you're too wholesome looking. I said, what?
And I could see what he's talking about. Because you
don't have enough skank to you.
Right. I could see where he's coming from because, there's
but
a specific
I was so
look.
I was so hurt because
why
I really
you
wanted to
that?
Work with. Well, I wanted the job. But
I know you wanted the job, but yeah. I mean, it should have taught you a powerful lesson,
It did, and that's for that reason. I never went out for video. I still get, people sending me stuff for video work, and I even tried after that to go to a couple of other, jobs for video work, and they told me the same thing. It was just like, you're too, it wasn't like I was too crazy because those girls were gorgeous. But he was like, you're too put together. And I said,
I mean, I don't think that's a disrespect. I think it's just saying, when you look at Video Vixen, and there's a few that, that stand out in particular, you have Superhead, who is an infamous Video Vixen, and she, she capitalized off of patenting what she did. So, there's a certain sex appeal to certain women in the Video Vixen world, so I could see why he would say that to you. Because once you get into that life, there's a different transformation in a woman, how she's perceived,
It does. It really does.
Not in a very wholesome or church kind of way. At one time, let's just be real. At one time, when R&B was different, there were more clothes on the female, and they actually used to have more models in the videos, and the models were fully clothed. But as music continued to transform and mature, less clothing continued to be shown on the women, and how they're perceived and portrayed was more sensual and sexual. So. You have to have a certain mind frame to want to step into that form of entertainment and be okay with it, which everyone has their choices, but you just have to choose which direction you're going to go in. So, I think we have, is Mark Lee, are you calling back in from Durham?
I came back in. Phone was acting crazy, but I was back in and everything. And actually, I was enjoying that conversation because that's one of the things I'm always fighting against in the film industry is we've got too many folks that just want to stick to those stereotypes. Want to do just the Tyler Perry roles, want to do just the roles that are like back in the day, the old Shaft superhero, super black kind of roles. And I'm sitting there going like, look, I was born in the country. We've got to have more of the whole spectrum of the African-American experience.
I agree with that because, when it comes to, and I think Spike Lee did a great portrayal when he did the movie Bamboozled, and Bamboozled was like a parody, and it was a parody in regards to black people really just shucking and jiving and being minstrels. But it took a poke at it. And it needed to be heard because we should not just be subjected to certain roles where you feel like you're just selling yourself out to make a dollar, that you look like a fool on television. And it's sad to say, but some sort of black actors, actresses were characterized like that. They were pigeonholed or typecasted for being buffoons. And we progressed past that. We have totally progressed past that. And so thank you for mentioning that, Mark. And thank you for continuing.
Yeah, we've definitely got past that, and we've also gotten to the point where we've got to create our own stories, not just depend on other folks to do the story.
So, Kira, what do you have to say to that?
Well, I think it's so important you know, as an artist, that you really do kind of have to know yourself when you get into your craft. I mean, I'm not some huge, you know, actress or, you know, I haven't done a ton of things or anything like that. I'm really getting started in this thing. And I'm still a college student. I'm in school full time. I finish up, you know, in May. I'm considering law school. So, you know, with everything that's going on around me, you know, this is something that I enjoy doing. It's not something that I have just dedicated my whole life to, but it is something that I feel is so needed. I've been told that I'm good at what I do. I guess maybe I have a level of fear. With kind of really putting myself out there because, you know, it's just something that's new. It's scary. And I'm very honest. How I approach things, and I think a lot of people find that offensive. If I'm able to do something, I'll do it. If I can't, I say I can't. But the things I know I can do, I'll put myself into it fully. And the things that I can't do, then I'll let people know, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. But that again comes with knowing yourself. I make money. Money does not make me. Because money would not be able to afford me if it was, you know, making me. So one of the things that I try to do is involve myself in creative things, things that mean something, things that have substance, things that give me a good representation. Because it's just important to have good role models. And now, you know, by default, you know, thank goodness for Ford and Mustang, I'm a role model.
Yeah, you are.
And that's a huge responsibility. Before I was a singer, I was a soldier. You know, I was a student. So, you know, those are the labels that I prefer to hold on to or grasp.
One day,
will I win an Oscar? One day, will I win a Tony Award? I don't know. Will I ever win a Grammy? I don't know. But whatever my creator has in my future, you know, it's there for me, and nobody will be able to take it away from me. So if I'm aligning myself with things that are good representation, I think that it'll fall into a good space for me. You know, I just want to do the things that promote awareness on subjects that need to become aware, that we need to become aware of. I want to do things that promote gratitude, that promote love, that promote self-empowerment, that promote creativity. And I try to surround myself with people like that. You know, so it's so important that we understand that art is the thing that makes life worth living, and everybody has an art. Some of us are better at acting. Some of us are bad at acting. Some of us are great at singing. Some of us are horrible at singing. But if we can find a thing that makes us unique and that makes us beautiful, you know, that is the thing that we should promote about ourselves. And I remember, I went to visit a friend of mine who's actually a very talented actress in Florida, and she was doing she worked for an improv troupe. Now she was brilliant. And so we were doing karaoke that night. And yeah, I could not sing the pop song for anything. And my voice was just shot.
So how do you like how do you like doing karaoke? Because karaoke is pretty fun. I actually enjoy doing karaoke.
Well, karaoke is awesome. And I will say this, and if my dad's listening, sorry, Dad. after a couple of glasses of wine, karaoke is super fun.
It is, definitely.
But especially if you're just out with friends, you know, and you're just being silly.
Yeah.
And I love doing that, by the way. I love good clean fun.
I do too. I actually enjoy doing that.
But yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it makes you feel like a kid.
But that night when I was begging, I sucked.
It's okay. That's what I call karaoke.
And I laughed at myself because I said, wow. None of these people really know that I sing opera. I've never shared with them my gift or my talent. I've never told them that this is what I've been interested in. But, you know, this person invited me to come and see them. And I was like, I learned something from that individual. You know, she's promoting her talent and her gift, and I thought it was super cool that she did that. And it made me think about things, and then shortly after I went to that event, you know, someone shot me information that Ford was looking for people who stepped away from their dreams to do things more responsible, and that's kind of how I got connected with them and got this awesome opportunity.
No, very good. So with that said, Kayla, we're going to take a tiny little break. I am going to just mention to those, thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. You can catch us every Monday night, 8 p.m., right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, the Voice. Call in the studio. It's 914-338-0659 for questions or comments about anything you've heard on tonight's show. You can also go back to this show in particular or any of the other shows. They will be archived. And if you didn't get to listen or tune in tonight, you can definitely go back and take a listen to some of the shows. Dean Geronimo is in the building with me. Dean, we're about to wrap it up. So any final thoughts for this evening for this tonight's show?
Well, first of all, Kayla, thank you for rolling with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Dean. You guys have been so amazing, and thank you for the opportunity. It's a blessing to know you guys, and Ms. Jones is always burning up the internet nationally every week. I listen in when I'm doing homework, and when I, you know, if I don't call in, you know that I'm listening, and I'm definitely supporting. And I'm not blowing smoke up your butt, but you really are an amazing person, Ty. And what you do for people, it really truly is amazing. I don't want to get emotional because I feel your spirit on such a deep level, and I'm grateful for you. So just know that.
Thank you.
I won't get mushy. thank you for being there too.
Oh, most welcome. most welcome. And you know, as always. We appreciate you. We appreciate all our listeners. Remember, next Monday night, we'll be here, same time, same channel. And remember this, George Spicer said, no is a word on your path to yes. Don't give up soon. Not even if well-meaning parents, relatives, friends, and colleagues tell you to get a real job. Your dreams are your real job. With that being said, good night. God bless. Peace and blessings. Dean Geronimo, I'm out.
Thanks, Dean. That's Dean Geronimo. That's Dean Geronimo, producer for The Voice of the People. This is Ty Jones in the building this evening. I just want to hold on one second. We're about to sign out.
We do have a caller calling in. Caller, area code 404, last digits 8324. Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay, we're just going to keep it moving. Maybe they just want to be a live listener. All right, so we just had John with the voice.
We appreciate him.
We appreciate you calling in. Tim Mitchell calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. You are Kila's publicist. We want to thank you for being on the show. Any final thoughts or comments before we close out for tonight?
No, this has been a wonderful experience. I really appreciate your show. I think what you're doing is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I'm very passionate about people who get the ball and they pass it. And that's exactly what this is about. So I definitely appreciate what you're doing. And I think that you're on something big here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. I really do appreciate that. Thank you for being a positive role model to society and for other women to look up to. Mark Lee.
And she's a business owner, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that, but Mitchell is a business owner of her PR company. So she's doing it big. So I just want to throw it out there.
Well, we want to applaud her because we definitely want to encourage all women, please look up, and it's very empowering as a woman. If you have knowledge, if you have wisdom and understanding, if you are mastering something, if you can share it with and give back to society, for the young ladies to look up to, please do that because we are people of service. Mark Lee, any final thoughts for tonight's show? We always thank you for supporting the voice of the people. Any words from you, Mark?
Just how much I enjoyed listening to the show and also the hearing the responses to the comments or the questions I asked. And definitely will be out there trying to get a feel some jobs over here on the East Coast. You know, I'm all about, like you, networking and connecting people. So, as always, looking forward to finding a way to have her make some trips over here toward the East Coast side of the United States. And we can't find her some steady work over here as well as supporting what you're doing out there.
That's great, Mark. Yeah, that's great. And, Keel, you definitely want to, and I'll give this to Mitchell, too. Yeah, definitely keep in touch and reach out to me, too, because there's an awesome event in April, and I just confirmed that month. It's called Women Empowerment, Radio 1 of Raleigh. They promote that event every year. It's annual. They always have a keynote speaker and amazing lineup of entertainers. And even, you know, they also look for opening acts to go on prior to the performances, so you might want to look into that. I do have connections over there at that station. I used to work there, and I have participated in 2008, 9, and 10. I participated in that event as a makeup artist and also emceed one of the fashion shows. So, that's something you really want to look into. Raleigh is a great market.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And speaking of which, and then I'll get off the topic, even though it's more of a documentary film community, but they do expand all of the film world, meaning that there are some people that are working on both mainstream film as well as independent film. Don't forget Full Frame, and that is always around April as well. It's like they consider it the Sundance of the area, and that's actually held in Durham. But it's basically documentary filmmakers from all over the globe, literally.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
we thank you. We want to thank all our guests for tuning in tonight. Thank you for those that called in. The voice of the people, this is Ty Jones, along with Dean Geronimo. I want to thank you. Next week, we do have, she's actually another woman making moves and doing her thing. Keisha James and Narissa, they are of Lay Down Flat Productions. They are an event planning company, two powerful ladies. And Keisha has something in common with Keela, and that is she serves in the military, in the Army as well.
Oh, nice.
So we're talking to her. And finding out how she's juggling being a mother, a military woman, and starting out with this event planning company, and they're based in Atlanta, Georgia. So they'll join us next week. So tune in next week. We appreciate all of those. And peace and blessings. God bless you. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people, and we bid you a good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.